Take your Bible, if you would, please, this morning, turn to the book of Philippians, and chapter number 3.
We're going to look at some scripture that we've preached from before, back several years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. We spent several weeks looking at a thought in the same verses of scripture that we're going to look at this morning. But I pray that God's give us some different thoughts, and I pray that there'll be a blessing and a help and a challenge to our hearts here today as we close out certainly the year of 2017, and look with great anticipation to the year 2018. And I pray that God will help each of us today. If you're here and you do not know Christ as Savior, again, I pray that the Spirit of God will speak to you and draw you today. And again, if you are saved, that God would continue to work in our hearts and help us that we'd ever be what God would have us to be. I want to thank everyone again for all the beautiful cards and gifts and all that you've done for us through the wonderful Christmas season. And certainly I appreciate all that was done, every card, every gift. I want you to know that I greatly appreciate that. Me and my family greatly appreciate that and appreciate you and love you as our church family. And God has been so good to us, and we thank Him today and praise Him for all of His goodness and all of His gifts, certainly that He's given unto each and every one, especially again, the gift of salvation. But I pray God will speak to our hearts here again out of the book of Philippians, chapter number 3. I'm going to start reading down in verse number 10, read down through verse number 14. I would encourage you, if you've not recently read this chapter, that you would read the whole chapter. We may be drawing from several different parts of this chapter, but I love verse 10 through verse 14. Paul, as he's writing to the church at Philippi, of course, giving some things here that I pray will, again, help us and encourage us and strengthen us in our walk with Him, and give us some things to think about as we look forward, Lord willing, to a new year. Again, here I want to read starting in verse number 10. So if you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. All right, I'm going to ask you to stand. If you're able to stand, I want to invite you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. If you're able, and if you're not, certainly that's okay. Philippians chapter number 3, verses 10 through 14. The title or the thought for the message today is simply this: a vision for the new year. A vision, if you will, for the new year. Verse number 10 says in the book of Philippians chapter number 3, Paul says that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Verse 12, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. Notice that. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Verse 13 and 14 is going to be our text verse. Brethren, notice what he says now here to this church at Philippi. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. May the Lord add His richest blessings to the reading of the precious Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in Your presence once again today, Father, to thank You for another day on this side of eternity, to thank You for, again, this Lord's Day and for the opportunity and the privilege to be back in Your house this morning to worship You in spirit and in truth. We thank You for all of our young people that have taken part in the service, all the Sunday school hour, the teaching of the Word of God. We thank You for the singing this morning, for the worship, Lord, for the testimonies, Lord, for all that You've already done in our midst today. Father, I want to thank You and I want to praise You. But, Lord, I realize this morning now that we've come to a time that, Lord, we break forth the bread of life. And I pray that, Lord, as Your servant this morning, I pray that You would anoint me with fresh oil. God, I pray that You touch my heart, my mind, and my mouth, that, Lord, I would say those things this morning, Lord, from Your word that need to be said. I pray that You guard my mouth, that, Lord, I not say anything that would be contrary, Lord, to Your word or to Your will. And then I pray that, Lord, as the word of God goes out, I pray that ears and hearts will be open and receptive to what You have for us. I pray You'll speak to our hearts. I pray You'll challenge our hearts. Lord, here in the service this morning, most of all, if there's someone here today that, Lord, they've never trusted you as their personal Lord and Savior, I pray this morning, God, that you would convict them and draw them. And, Lord, this very day, Lord, they'd step out by faith and receive you as their Savior, those that might be cold and indifferent. And then again, I pray this morning that you challenge each of us to look within our own hearts and our own lives and, Lord, see where there are areas that, Father, we could, Lord, better serve you, be better faithful to you, because, Lord, we realize that one day we're going to have to stand before you and give an account of our lives. So I pray that, God, you'd work among us. Thank you for this year of 2017, and, Lord, for all your blessings you bestowed upon us. And, Lord, I pray that in the upcoming year you stay you coming, that, God, you continue to bless us and use us and help us. Lord, again, now just work among us, work in our hearts, and I'm going to thank you and going to praise you, Father, for what you have done, Lord, for what you're doing, for what you're going to do. And it's in Christ's name we do pray, and all God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. I want to look again this morning in these particular verses of Scripture, and the Lord's given me about three thoughts, and I probably won't be able to cover all three of those thoughts this morning. We may continue tonight if the Lord wills, but we'll get started in it and see how far the Lord gets us into these verses and then to the thought that He's placed upon our heart in a vision for the new year. Again, as we close out another year and look again, I pray with great anticipation to a new year. What do you and I envision this morning for ourselves and for our families and even for our church and the ministry that God has entrusted unto us? As Paul writes to the church at Philippi, he is encouraging them, if you will, to keep on keeping on, or to keep reaching forth to all that God has for them. And certainly you and I should do the same. May you and I this morning be challenged again to do the same, to continue to reach forth. Now, there's some great things in these verses of Scripture this morning that I don't have time to deal with today. But I do want us to consider having a vision for the new year. And so with that being in mind, I want to start this morning with the first thought that God's placed upon my heart out of verse number 13. Let's go back and read verse 13, and I want you to notice the first sentence, if you will, of verse number 13. He says, "Brethren, I count not myself to apprehend you." Now in verse number 12, he is still, he's making the statement that he wants to be apprehended, or he wants to apprehend Christ as Christ had apprehended him. And I'll talk about that in just a few moments. But notice what he says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." I want us to notice, first of all, in a vision for a new year, and certainly again thankful for all that God's blessed us with in 2017 and up even unto this point in life, God's been good to us and God's blessed us individually. God's blessed the families of our church and God's blessed our church, and I'm very thankful for that this morning. But again, we think about certainly as we start a new year, and certainly forgetting about those things which in this past year are behind us and reaching forth to what God has for us in the coming year. Now, I truly believe God has some great things in store for those that will look to Him and search Him out and be obedient and submissive unto Him and to His will. But here Paul gives us some thoughts, and I want to again start in verse 13. And the first thought being this morning is, first of all, realizing that there is potential. Realizing that, number one, realizing that there is potential. And I believe we see Paul dealing with that in the verse number 13. He says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended." In other words, Paul, now you think about Paul being in prison, writing to this church at Philippi, and all that Paul had been up to, or been through up to this point in his life and in the ministry that God had called him into. We see that Paul, even
and within himself says that he's not apprehended this thing. He's not got a hold of this thing. In other words, he's saying there's yet more potential out there for me and for this church at Philippi. And could I say this morning, I truly believe there's more potential for us as individuals. I believe there's more potential for our families. I believe there's more potential for our church to get a hold of the things of God and to serve him and to be faithful to him. And this morning, I believe here in these verses, the first thing that Paul gives us in verse number 13 is, number one, he realizes that there is potential. Could I say this morning, within each and every one of us here today, there is a potential. There's still much yet to be accomplished, whether it be in our individual lives, whether it be in our families, or whether it be within the church. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. That word apprehended means to take eagerly. It means to seize. It means to possess. Friend, I want you to understand something. There is potential in your life today if you will yield yourself to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Allow the Holy Spirit of God and the Word of God to work in your heart and in your life. Listen, friend, Paul said, I've not arrived yet. I've not reached all the potential that I have within me, all the things that God has for me, and I want to continue to reach forward. I want to see God do greater things in my life. I want to see God do greater things in the ministry. I want to see God do something in my life and through my life and through this church here at Philippi. And I believe God has the same potential sitting right here in these pews this morning if we'll just yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit of God and to the Word of God this morning. There's no telling what's sitting in these pews this morning, what God can do, and God, what God will do if we'll just simply yield ourselves unto Him. There's potential sitting in these pews. I know it's being used Sunday, and I want these young people to know there's potential in every one of you. There's potential in every one of you, but you don't have to be a young person to see that there's potential, that there's things that God can and will do in our lives if we'll yield ourselves to Him. There's potential sitting in these pews, but a lot of folks never reach that potential because they never reach forth for what God has for them. I'm afraid that we're living in a time of self-satisfaction, if you will. We're just satisfied with the status quo. We have become complacent if we're not careful. I'm talking about in our spiritual lives. And listen, there's nothing any more important unto you and I in our lives than our spiritual life today. We feed everything else, but friend, I'm afraid we neglect the spiritual man, the spiritual person within each and every one of us here this morning. And friend, there's so much potential. There's so much potential if we'll just yield ourselves to God today. But we'll have to yield ourselves to Him this morning. Paul here in the vision for the new year, again, he realizes that there's still potential, there's still areas of his life that he's not apprehended, that he's not got a hold of yet, that he's not possessing yet that he could possess, that he wants to possess. Now, could I say this morning for that individual that may be here today without salvation. Now, I don't know whether you could stand. I didn't look all over the building as the children sang that song. And it was on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the way through a Sunday. And even if you didn't know what day it was, you could stand then. Friend, I don't know whether you could stand in all honesty today. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, there's one that does know today. And it's the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And deep down in your heart and your soul this morning, friend, you know whether you've been redeemed by the good grace of God. And friend, I wouldn't put it off any longer. I tell you what, I wouldn't hold out to the next Sunday or the next Sunday. I'm telling you what, if you're here this morning and you've never received Christ as your Savior, I want you to know there's potential in your life, friend, that you don't even realize. I'm telling you what, there's a potential in your life this very day to come to know the Savior. Boy, I'm glad for the day that I realized that I was lost and undone, just like the choir was singing about, and that I needed a Savior. and the Holy Ghost of God through the preaching of the Word of God drew me to a place of realization. It drew me to a place of repentance. It drew me to a place of receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Friend, I didn't realize the potential of that day, but boy, I'm so glad that Sunday morning, as I made my way to Calvary, I'm glad God forever changed my heart and changed my life. Thank God I couldn't change myself. I couldn't save myself. But I'm glad, thank God, there was one that was able, and His name is Jesus this morning, my friend. There's potential in your life today, even if you're not saved. And that potential is to come to Christ and be saved even this very day. Then there's the potential in our lives to serve. I wonder today, as we look back over 2017, but then as we look forward to a new vision, a fresh vision of a new year, I wonder today, how many of us are looking to serve our Savior in a greater capacity? How to do more for Him, to be a greater witness and a greater light and a greater testimony to those around us. I believe that we could just open our eyes and open our hearts and open our minds for just a little while this morning and realize of the time that we're living in a very critical time. And I'll just be honest with you this morning and not being pessimistic in any way, but friend, I don't think it's going to get any better. The only thing that would make it any better today is if we'd have old-fashioned heaven-sent Holy Ghost revival. But I'm afraid a lot of people don't even want that. Amen. I mean, that scares them this morning. Friend, but that's what we need. Hallelujah this morning. We need a breath from heaven. We need God to breathe on us. We need God to move among us. We need revival. We need a fresh touch of God on our hearts and on our lives and in our families and in our church this morning. Listen, and that potential is out there if we'll reach far for it this morning. We need revival. We need revival. We need a moving of God. We need a touch of God. And I wonder this morning, do we even want to reach forth for that potential? Do we want to reach forth for the potential that's out there before us? I could have never imagined, envisioned 30 years ago when I got saved that I'd be the place that I am today. There's no possible way that I could envision that. And I'm sure that many of you sitting here today that have been saved for any amount of time just could not envision where God would have brought you to even to this point. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because there was potential within you. But you had to yield yourself to Christ and yield yourself to His Word. So I want to say this morning, we need to realize that there is potential, whether it be in salvation, and that potential is for today, and potential for service this morning, and potential for walking closer to our Savior. I want you to notice some things about this potential this morning. That first of all, there's potential for all of us. Every individual in this building today can and will be used of God for those folks that will yield themselves to Him. I'm afraid we're living in a time where a lot of people have just enough. Just enough that they feel comfortable. Amen. Just enough to make you feel somewhat comfortable or to convince yourself that everything's all right. I'm afraid a lot of people sitting in the church pews have convinced themselves that somehow or another, everything's going to be all right. Well, without God today, everything's not going to be all right. You need Him. I need Him. And all of us here this morning, as we again close out 1 year and look forward to the new year, let us all realize that there's potential within each and every one of us personally if we'll yield ourselves to Him. Paul is letting this church know, and this was a church that was very close and near unto the heart of Paul. And he's letting them know, I've not apprehended there's still potential left. Now, this is a man sitting from prison writing to this church. Think about that. And it don't take anything to get us knocked out of gear. Hey, man, I mean, we're knocked out of gear over any little old thing. We get our feelings hurt. This happens or that happens. We don't get our way. I'm telling you, any little old thing will knock us out of gear. And Paul's writing to them saying, you know what? I've not got a hold of him like he got a hold of me. And boy, I'm not possessing the things that God has for me yet that I know God's got out there for me. And so I'm telling you this morning, there's potential. There's potential for each and every one of us personally this morning. If we're willing to reach forth for it. Don't get complacent in your life, especially in your spiritual life. But I'm afraid that we've come to that place if we're not careful. Notice, to realize there's potential personally, there's potential collectively as the body of Christ. Has Pleasant Grove Baptist Church this morning reached its full potential? I heard an answer or two, but I didn't hear many. I just wondered this morning as the... Now listen, I love this church. I love the families. I love the people of this church. And man, God's done some great things for us. Hey, man. God's done some great things for us. And I'm thankful for every blessing. I'm thankful for every request of prayer. I'm thankful for every life that's been touched, every life that's been changed, every family that's got help, every individual that God's worked in their life and used them. I've seen some of you grow. And boy, I'm thankful for what God's done. But has Pleasant Grove Baptist Church reached its full potential? You want me to be honest with you this morning? I don't believe we've even scratched the surface. Right. You say, preacher, why would you say such a thing? Because we serve a real big God. Hey, man, hallelujah. Thank God this morning I'm glad I serve the great I am. I'm glad I serve the true and the living God. I'm glad I serve one this morning that nothing is impossible with Him. I'm glad I serve one that can still change lives. I'm glad I serve one that can still reach down to the lowest of the low and pull them out. Thank God of the Mary clay and set their feet on a solid rock. I'm glad this morning, thank God, that He can still change the life of a doper, of a drunkard, of a harlot. I'm glad I serve a God that can still put a family back together. I'm glad I serve a God, thank God this morning, that can take, hallelujah, an old country boy, save him and clean him up and call him to the ministry. I'm glad I serve a God that can take these children and make something out of their life. I'm glad I serve a God. I'm glad I serve a God that, thank God, we can't even imagine the potential that's sitting in these pews this morning. What God could do. What God could do. Now notice what I said. It's not what I can do. It's not what you can do. It's not what I can muster up. It's not what you can muster up. Hallelujah this morning. It's what God can do this morning. See, there's potential. And some of you can't see it. And some of you don't want to see it. Hey, man. Preacher, that's a little tough. Well, sometimes this book gets a little tough on us. Thank God it does. Some of you don't want to see it. Some of you want everything to stay just like it is. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! What do you mean, preacher? I like things the way they are. Well, listen. I'm thankful for the way things are. But there's so much potential before us this morning. that we can't even begin to imagine what God could do and God and what God will do to some people that will reach forth today with a new vision. Nothing wrong with what's going on. Other than God, I realize there's more potential. Lord, there's more potential within me. And there's more potential within each individual and seated in these pews that wants to see God do something. I don't know about you, but I want to see God do something. I want to see God do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could think or ask. Why? Because that's our God. That's my God. And He can. But we've become so complacent. I'm afraid sometimes we've been so blessed that we fail to remember where those blessings come from. And neglect the responsibilities that God has called each of us to today. God, give us a new vision. Lord, help us to see the potential within us. Help us to see the potential within our family. Listen, if you won't be faithful... Now, I'm not trying to be hard this morning. I'm trying to help you. And I'm trying to help your family. I'm trying to help your children. If you won't be faithful in the little things, don't you expect God to give you big things. Amen. That's good. Let me say it one more time so you get it real good. If you won't be faithful in the little things, don't expect God to give you big things. Not only individually, but as a family. Listen, you ought to get on this altar this morning with your precious wife and with your children, or just within yourself, and say, God, I don't know what lies within me. I can't see that potential that you have for me. I can't see that potential necessarily that you have for my family. I can't see that potential that you have for our church. But God, whatever it is, I want to yield myself to it. God, I want you to use me. God, I want to place myself on this altar this morning and say, God, give me a new vision for the coming year, that I might reach the potential that you put in me. So many people are satisfied with status quo. We need to realize there's potential personally, there's potential collectively. I want you to think about something for just a moment. I'm going to give you some more scripture and I'm going to be done. I think about a man by the name of Noah. Boy, times was bad. We think times is bad now. Oh, if we could go back to Noah's day. They were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. And man, they were just having big parties. Kind of a whole lot like today, I do believe. And boy, God looked out all over that mess. And He said, I know, I'm just going to destroy that crowd of people. Just do away with them. But the Bible says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Now, the Bible doesn't say anything about Noah being a boat builder, a carpenter, an engineer. He may not even been able to build a good birdhouse up to that point. I don't know. The Bible doesn't say. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And so the Lord calls Noah. And He begins to give him the instructions on building a really big boat. I mean a really big boat. And He said, Noah, it's going to rain. What's rain, Lord? I realize it had never rained. What the Bible says. So here now, God calls this man by the name of Noah to go build a really big boat because it's going to rain because he's going to send judgment on the earth. So what does Noah do? Does Noah sit down and he tries to reason all this out in his mind and his heart, and he begins to say, well, God, now I can't do that because I had never even built a good birdhouse, or I know nothing about building a boat, and it ain't never rained, Lord. He didn't say that. God gave him the instructions, and what did Noah do? Noah began to build a boat. They made fun of him. He preached to them. They made fun of him, but Noah just kept building. For about approximately 100 and 120 years, Noah worked on that boat. See, Noah didn't see that potential within himself, but God did. Noah built a boat. And God filled the boat. And God closed the door of the boat. And it began to rain. And judgment was sent out over all the earth. Preacher, what's that got to do with us? Judgment's on the way.
Amen.
Judgment's on the way. Now, God's not called us to build an ark. God's not calling us to build a boat. But God is calling us to share the gospel.
Amen.
Preacher, I just can't do it. There's potential within you this morning that you don't even know you have. But if you'll yield yourself to God, God can do in you and through you what you thought was impossible to be done. That's just the hand of God. I think about not only Noah, but I think about a little shepherd boy by the name of David. Israel wanted a king, and they'd appointed a king, but he wasn't too good a fella. He wasn't God's anointed. God sent the prophet down there to Jesse's house, and Jesse had a whole room full of boys. Hallelujah. Marched them boys out there one by one, and the prophet said, nope, he's not the one. Jesse, you got any more boys? Yeah, there's a little old ruddy boy out there on the hillside taking care of sheep, but you don't want him. Oh, hallelujah. Now, that's not verbatim as far as Scripture is concerned. I'm just trying to get you into the story. He's just a little old ruddy shepherd boy. What in the world would you want with him? He said, go get him. Brings him in. Yep, that's the one. And as a young shepherd boy, he was anointed. Thank God he was a shepherd boy, but he was anointed to be the king of Israel. I'm telling you this morning, there was potential in that boy that his daddy couldn't see, that his brothers couldn't see, that probably the prophet couldn't see, but God already knew that it was there, my friend. There was potential. There was potential in a man by the name of Noah. There was potential in a man by the name of David. There was potential in the man by the name of Abraham. There was potential in those disciples that he would call to carry forth the gospel after he would be crucified and resurrected. Just fishermen. Matter of fact, considered ignorant and unlearned. Is that what the Bible says about him? But see, God could see potential. Tax collectors, fishermen from all walks of life. I think about Paul, the very man that wrote this great epistle. He was a very learned man, a very educated man, a very religious man. But yet he needed God. And when God saved him on the road to Damascus, David had no earthly idea that he would be one of the men that would carry forth the gospel to the Gentile nation. God saw potential. And God sees potential in these pews this morning. You may not see it. You may not realize it. But there is potential. Take your Bible and go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 29. We'll give you a couple, three verses, and I'll be done. If God could take a man by the name of Noah, and of course, we could go all through the Old Testament, come to the New Testament, go name after name after name of how God took ordinary people and accomplished some extraordinary feats because of their faith. They had potential. Preacher, I just don't have that kind of potential. Friend, there's potential within you today that you don't even realize. If you just give it to God. Jeremiah chapter number 29, you found your place, say amen. I still hear some pages turning. Jeremiah chapter number 29, verses 11, 12, and 13. Now, I realize as we look at these verses of Scripture, and of course, Jeremiah is prophesying and writing, of course, unto the Jews, and I understand that, not trying to take it out of context, but I believe there's application here this morning. Because is there anything that God doesn't know? Absolutely not. He knows everything. Notice in verse number 11, "For I know the thoughts." Now, that word thoughts, as you look up that word thoughts means plan or plans. In other words, you could read it like this, "For I know the plans or the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Verse 12, "Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken to you. And ye shall seek me and find me." Boy, you ought to really vision in. You really ought to hone in on verse number 13. Oh, my soul this morning. What is it? What kind of vision? What is it? What kind of potential lies within you, lies within me, lies within this church? "And ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." Preacher, I don't know what God wants me to do. Preacher, I don't know what kind of potential could lie within my life. I don't know how God could use me. Have you really sought Him for it? You say, "Well, preacher, God was talking through Jeremiah the prophet to the children of Israel." I understand that. But I believe there's application for you and me here this morning. If you've really ever sought after God for anything, has He ever failed you? I mean, really sought after God. And I'm not talking about seeking after your own way. And I'm not talking about seeking after some other man's way or your husband's way or your wife's way or the preacher's way. I'm asking you, have you really searched out God for His way? Oh, my. Because there's potential right here before us. What could God do? What would God do if we really begin to seek after Him? Paul was a man that I truly believe seeked after God and what God wanted. God, what is it you want to do? God, I can't see that potential. But I'm going to trust you for it. Because I know there's more out there. What kind of vision do you envision for the new year? Personally, collectively. What is it you want God to do? What is it you'd like for God to do? How would you like God to use you? How would you like for God to use the church? It might be your loved ones that get reached. It might be mine. But irregardless, whoever it is, we need to reach them. We need to reach them. We need to realize that there's potential. Let me give you a couple of things about this and I'm done. To reach this potential, we need to look beyond ourselves. Too many people today are caught up with ourselves and what they want. How many of us has really come seeking after what God wants? We need to look beyond ourselves. Secondly, we need to look beyond our circumstances. And what I mean by that is to overcome the obstacles around us. We can't overcome them within ourselves. We have to overcome them with His help. And I dare say there's some people right here in these pews this morning, there's some things in your life that you need to overcome. I don't know what they are, but within each and every one of us, there's some things. If you're going to reach a potential, the potential that God has for you, there's some things that you're going to have to overcome. There's some obstacles that you're going to have to go through, that you're going to have to go over, that you're going to have to tunnel under. And the only one that can help you with that is Him. You'll never reach your potential that God has for you. You'll never get past where you're at. Never get past where you're at till you can get beyond your circumstances. Could you imagine sitting in prison writing this loving letter to the church at Philippi? Boy, I've not got a hold of Him like He's got a hold of me, but boy, I ain't giving up. I ain't giving up. Some of you are seated in your own prisons this morning that you've allowed the devil to put you in. But you need to get beyond those circumstances. You need to look beyond yourself. Too many people are caught up within themselves. They never seek out the plans and the potential God has for them. We need to look beyond our circumstances to overcome the obstacles around us. Preacher, you just don't understand where I've been. Listen, it doesn't make any difference. God can still use you today. There's still potential in your life. We need to look beyond ourselves. We need to look beyond our circumstances. We need to seize the opportunities God gives us. If a man can sit in prison and write such a letter back to the church at Philippi, our problem is we're not seizing the opportunities God gives us sometimes. Lord, help us to seize those opportunities. There's opportunities all around us this morning. But we don't. Some people feel like they can't have their names in light, or they can't have a title, or they can't have this, or can't have that, then it's no good. Friend, if God's in it, go with it. You don't have to have a title. Hey, man, you don't have to have a title. Here's your title, Sinner Saved by Grace. Hallelujah. God can take anybody that feels like they're a nobody and make them a somebody. I'd say that again, but I don't know if I could or not. God can take anybody that feels like they're a nobody and make them somebody. Hallelujah. There's potential. Got to look beyond ourselves, look beyond our circumstances, seize the opportunities God gives us and trust Him by faith. And as I've already said this morning, we need to serve Him faithfully. And I want to say this again one more time in closing. You'll never reach the real full potential that God has for you, that God has for your family, that God has for your church, until you're willing to be faithful to that which He's already committed to you. See, the mindset of people today is they want to start out up here. Everybody wants to start out on top. Well, you can't be the CEO. You ain't even graduated high school yet. You can't be the CEO. You ain't even got out of high school. You ain't even got out of middle school. You still down in the elementary levels. I'm amazed at young preachers when they first get called to preach. Man, they think the first thing they're supposed to do is go pastor a big church somewhere. I'll tell you what God will do. God will put you out in the bushes somewhere. Hey, man, driving 40 miles. Hey, Knuckles, I've been there. God's not going to start you out as CEO. He ain't going to start you out on top. He may find you as a shepherd boy, but he's going to have you got some training you got to go through before you take the crown. Ooh, boy, that's good. Hallelujah. And we're a society that's teaching our kids, boy, they can start out on top. Well, I'm just going to give them a good reminder this morning, a dose of reality. You ain't going to start out on top. God just doesn't work that way. Matter of fact, I'm still in a training process. I feel like sometimes I'm still down the elementary levels. But there's still potential. Preacher, I'm 75, I'm 80, I'm 80. Listen, there's still potential. I love to see and read and hear about people's success stories. Oh, Colonel Sanders himself wasn't successful till he was 65 years old or something like that. Man, why, you thought he was a barn frying chicken. I mean, honestly, a lot of folks that's been successful has had to go through a lot of heartache, had to go through some things, had to be taught some things. But yet within them, there was potential. So you're going to have to get beyond yourself. You're going to have to get beyond your circumstances. You're going to have to seize the opportunities God gives you. And then you're going to have to serve Him faithfully. You'll never reach your potential until we are obedient and faithful to what He's already given us. Don't expect your church to jump the pews and rock the aisles if you're not willing to. Don't expect the church to grow and prosper and see people saved if you're not willing to invite them. Hey, man! Don't expect God to do much if you're not willing to do anything yourself. God expects us to do what we can do for ourselves. And there's potential in every one of us this morning. But I wonder today, are we willing to pay the price to reach that potential? You say, well, preacher, from the way Paul's writing here, he never reached it. Oh, yeah, he did. But it's when he's closing his eyes in death, being called home to the Father. Because he had reached the goal. A new vision for 2018. Let us realize that there's potential. Because I honestly believe that we'll never get beyond where we are until we realize that there's somewhere else that, or other potential that God has for us. We need to reach the potential. I'm going to give you two more thoughts. I'm going to preach this one tonight if the Lord lets me. We need to reflect on the right priorities.
the right priorities. And then thirdly, reach for the prize. Well, we've got to start out realizing there is potential. Preacher, you just don't understand this morning. My life's in a mess. Well, I know somebody that can take care of that for you. And it's not me. And it's not mama and it's not daddy. But it's him. Preacher, could God really use my life? God wants to use your life. There's potential. But you got to yield yourself to him. As we stand all over the building this morning.